You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
Did you know Larsen & Toubro is a company started in India by two Danish engineers, Henning Holk Larsen and Søren Christian Toubro, who were then taking refuge in this country during the Second World War? Well, I didn't know. I thought it was a multinational company that incidentally came to India. Well, it's not. It's now an $18 billion multinational company, but with roots very much in Apna Desh. And today, that very company has announced a share buyback proposal. What is a share buyback proposal and what does this one particularly talk about will be some of the things we'll be talking about on our story of the day. My name is Rakesh and you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day. L&T approves share buyback. A Money Control exclusive.
L&T on Thursday approved a buyback proposal of 6 crore shares, amounting to 9,000 crore rupees at a price of 1,500 rupees apiece. Now, this is a premium of 13.45% as of Tuesday's closing price of 1,322 rupees 15 paise. The number of shares make up for about 4.9% of the total paid-up equity share capital. The company said in a filing to the exchanges, and I quote, "The buyback is proposed to be made from the shareholders of the company on a proportionate basis under the tender offer route using the stock exchange mechanism in accordance with the provisions contained in the Regulations and the Companies Act 2013 and rules made thereunder," unquote. Heavy language there, but it basically means we're offering a buyback proposal. Further, the company said that the actual premium would be over the daily average of the closing prices of equity shares of the company, quoted on the National Stock Exchange during the 2 weeks preceding the date of the board meeting. The buyback is now subject to approval of the members by means of a special resolution through a postal ballot. The timeline for other processes will be announced later. In the past 1 month, the stock has rallied around 6%, while in the past 3 days alone, it has risen 9%. A.M. Naik, who is the Group Executive Chairman of L&T, told ET Now, and I quote, "We want to give back to our shareholders. They have been loyal to us. We have been publicly listed from 1951, and we were looking for an opportunity to reward with so much cash lying with us and all the capacity build-up we have done ahead of time for all our future requirements," unquote. He further said that for the next 5 years, the group has little capital expenditure. He went on to say, and I quote, "If there's a major acquisition, we've made sure that cash flow is available. So you must also understand this is our 80th year and it is the right time to reward shareholders. And we had opportunity to reward them and we have done that," unquote. L&T had cash and cash equivalents worth 8,700 crore rupees on its balance sheet at the end of the previous fiscal year. And what do analysts have to say about this first ever buyback proposal from L&T? G. Chokalingam, founder of Equinomics Research and Advisory, said, and I quote, "L&T is a good stock. CapEx cycle is reversing down. I see around 20% upside in the L&T stock in another 3 months," unquote. Global brokerage firm CLSA last week said the buyback will support return on equity, that is ROE, of the company. It went on to say, and I quote, "It may not be the last buyback as cash on books stands at $2.1 billion. We maintain a buy rating on L&T with a target price of 1,730 rupees, unquote. Motilal Oswal said in a note, and I quote, "In our view, Larsen is looking at a buyback given no large capex plans over the next few years, apart from Hyderabad Metro, asset divestments adding to cash balances, with the most recent being the road InvIT in May 2018 and ENA segment for 140 billion rupees, low yield on cash, which is ROE dilutive, and tight control over NWC and resultant improved cash generation," unquote. Basically, they don't have anything big coming up and they look like a good stock right now. It went on to add, and I quote, "L&T remains our top pick in the sector. We believe it is an attractive play on a recovery in industrial and infrastructure capex in India. We maintain a buy with an SOTP-based TP of 1,560 rupees, that is ENC business at 21x FY20 EPS, higher end of the 5-year trading band, to which we add 550 rupees for subsidiaries," unquote. Now that's all wonderful. This year, boards of many IT firms, including TCS and HCL Technologies and Emphasis, have approved proposals to buy back shares. TCS only recently had announced 16,000 crore rupees worth of share buybacks, and HCL had announced 40,000 crore rupees worth of share buybacks in the last few months. Now, for the uninitiated among us, what is a share buyback proposal and why do companies do it? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? Let's break it down. Investopedia describes a share buyback like this, and we refer to Investopedia because, well, it is the encyclopedia of investment. See what I did there? Stock buybacks or share buybacks refer to the repurchasing of shares of stock by the company that issued them. A buyback occurs when the issuing company pays shareholders the market value per share and reabsorbs that portion of its ownership that was previously distributed among public and private investors. We all know what holding stock means, holding shares means, right? You essentially own a part of that company. And when buyback happens, you are giving back that ownership to the person who gave it to you in the first place. Now, with share buybacks, the company can purchase the stock on the open market or from its shareholders directly. In recent decades, share buybacks have overtaken dividends as a preferred way to return cash to shareholders. Though smaller companies may choose to exercise buybacks, even big blue-chip companies are much more likely to do so because of the cost involved. Now, why would companies do this? There are plenty of reasons. One of the most common reasons cited is ownership consolidation, like I said earlier. Now, let's say there's a company with one owner and 10,000 shareholders. What it essentially means is that the company has 10,001 owners. Now, why do companies issue shares? To raise equity capital to fund expansion. But when a company gets to a point where there are few expansion opportunities in sight, in this case, L&T says there are no new expansion opportunities for the next few years, it essentially means that it is holding on to all their equity funding that is not even being used. And it is sharing ownership for no good reason. Let's also not forget that shareholders expect dividends, which is a cost of equity, meaning that the business is paying for the privilege of accessing those funds that it is not even using. As Investopedia goes on to cite the example, and I quote, "Buying back some or all of the outstanding shares can be a simple way to pay off investors and reduce the overall cost of capital. Walt Disney reduced its number of outstanding shares in the market by buying back 73.8 million shares, collectively valued at $7.5 billion, back in 2016. Unquote. It is a case we see with L&T as well. Kotak Institutional Equities said in a report on the 21st of August, and I quote, "L&T's proposal for a share buyback is a natural fallout of limited investment opportunities in EPC, that is engineering, procurement and construction, its aversion to investment in long gestation projects, and strong cash flow generation in its core E&C business. Consistency of dividend payout through the weak past five-year period and a large quantum of current dividend payout, which is $350 million, strengthen the case for a structured buyback program for L&T. The current buyback meaningfully supports L&T's case for achieving 18% return on equity by 2020-2021, said Kotak, as reported by Mint. More so, the company is expected to keep the shareholders happy by giving dividends. And indeed, one of the goals of the company executives, any company executives, is to increase shareholder wealth. And this is where the great balancing act comes. They also need to ensure that the company stays in lithe financial condition should there be a recession. So this tightrope walk of ensuring the company stays afloat in tough times while also keeping shareholder wealth increasing is a rather tough one. One way to do that is by offering share buyback. Per Investopedia, if the economy slows or falls into recession, the bank might be forced to cut its dividend to preserve cash. The result would undoubtedly lead to a sell-off in the stock. However, if the bank decided to buy back fewer shares, achieving the same preservation of capital as a dividend cut, the stock price would likely take less of a hit. Committing to dividend payouts with steady increases will certainly drive a company's stock higher. But the dividend strategy can be a double-edged sword for a company. In the event of a recession, share buybacks can be decreased more easily than dividends, with a far less negative impact on the stock price. Unquote. So if you decrease the dividend over time to shareholders, there's going to be disgruntlement and there's going to be a sell-off. Whereas if you decided to do a buyback during the company's healthy times, it is going to have less of an impact on the stock price. Share buyback is also a quick fix for the financial statement. By reducing the number of outstanding shares, a company's earnings per share, that is EPS ratio, is automatically increased because its annual earnings are now divided by a lower number of outstanding shares. Another analysis of a buyback system is that the company offering it is fiscally healthy and wants none of the excess of equity funding. Even though credit rating agencies don't often see buybacks in a positive light because it's essentially taking on more debt, it can also be seen by the market that the management has enough confidence in the company to reinvest in itself. Writer Troy Segal goes on to say, and I quote, "Share buybacks are generally seen as less risky than investing in research and development for a new technology or acquiring a competitor. It's a profitable action as long as the company continues to grow. Investors typically see share buybacks as a positive sign for appreciation in the future. As a result, share buybacks can lead to a rush of investors buying the stock." unquote. And that is what we saw on Dalal Street today with regards to the L&T stock. Shares of L&T today closed over 2% higher after its board approved the share buyback of 9,000 crore rupees at a premium of more than 14% from Tuesday's closing price. L&T shares ended at 1,352 rupees 50 paise on the Bombay Stock Exchange, up 2.3% from their previous close, while India's benchmark Sensex rose 0.13% to 38,336.76 points. Year to date, the L&T stock has risen 7.6%.
Editor's pick of the day. L&T approves share buyback. A Money Control exclusive.
Share buybacks can be good for the financial economy as well, and not just this particular stock, because they lead to a rise in stock prices. Research has shown that increases in the stock market have an ameliorative or a healthy effect on consumer confidence, consumption, and major purchases, a phenomenon that has come to be called the wealth effect. L&T today certainly contributed in some measure to the wealth effect. And so I'll be having an L&T of my own, latte and avocado toast. Thanks, L&T. And thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.